Advertising can also be carried out through sponsoring. Companies sponsor events in sport or entertainment and can also sponsor sports stars. Sports stars receive sponsorship fees from an advertiser, and in turn, he or she must endorse the product. Companies gain publicity through sponsoring major events. The Coca-Cola Company, for example, are sponsoring the next Olympics so heavily that it is already being referred to by some people as the Coca-Cola Olympics. The 1996 Olympics will be taking place in Atlanta in the U.S., and Atlanta is the home base of the Coca-Cola Corporation. The sponsoring of events is highly expensive, and the eventual quality of the event is important to the image of the advertiser's product. If the event turns out to be a flop, then the sponsoring fee is obviously wasted. In sponsoring sports stars, the advertiser must also carefully assess the future performance of the star. Product endorsement is very similar to sponsoring. The star states his preference for one particular product. Examples are Seve Ballesteros, who appears in TV ads for American Express, or Jimmy Connors, who says when he needs to cool down, he drinks Lipton's iced tea. Advertisers, in looking for someone to endorse the product, should look for someone who hasn't endorsed any other products. Someone who endorses a number of products would obviously have less believability in the eyes of the public. Stars who have not yet endorsed a product are known in the advertising industry as virgins. Paul Newman was an advertising virgin until 4 years ago, for example. Then a food company in the U.S. captured him, and he now endorses Newman's Own Spaghetti Sauce. The product endorsement by Michael Jordan of Nike Air Jordan sports shoes is an example of one of the most successful product endorsements at the moment.